especially when you realize just the propensity or the likelihood of being involved in a crash that involves drunk drivers. Nearly 40%, 40% of all traffic fatalities, that happen on Super Bowl in this country involve drunk drivers, meaning that they're 100% preventable.
40%. That's huge, and it's unacceptable.
It is unacceptable. And just to give people a comparison, at any time during the year, a little less than a third of all traffic deaths involve drunk drivers in this country, which is a frustrating statistic because you'd like to think that that would be lower. But when it starts jumping to 40%, you're really putting Super Bowl in the annals of drunk driving holidays like St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo and New Year's Eve and so forth. So you're absolutely right. Have a game plan before the game actually begins.
I guess this is also a situation too, where the people hosting parties need to have some established rules or have an idea of how they want to make sure that everyone who is there gets home safely.
Absolutely, and two ways that they can do that are, one of the things they can do what sports stadiums and parks do throughout the land, which is to close the bar at least an hour before the events end. To exercise some control there. And you hear about designating a sober driver, which you and I have talked about, but there's also an opportunity if you're hosting a Super Bowl gathering is to designate a sober bartender. Don't let guests mix their own drinks. And by the way, serve food with alcohol. High protein foods, specifically meats, cheeses, they actually stay in the stomach longer, thereby slowing the body's alcohol absorption rate. So these are all things that we can do if you're going to a watch party or if you're hosting a Super Bowl watch party. There's ways to avoid this, and I mean, part of it is planning a safe ride home before you go out, and that can include designating a sober driver. It could include using rideshare taxi cabs, spending the night where you're going, and so forth. And for any of your listeners that are listening to this going, well, I'm not going anywhere for Super Bowl, or I don't drink, there's still a role that we can all play. One of the things that we can all do is to report drunk drivers, that if you're driving in Virginia and you are sharing a roadway with a suspected drunk driver, Virginia is a very easy way to report that, which is to safely dial #77 on your cell phone and be routed to the closest state police barracks. That is a great extra set of eyes for law enforcement that are out there. And then secondly is to wear your seatbelt. I know it's cliche, I guess, to say that it's your best defense against a drunk driver, but the real bottom line is that the routine wearing of seatbelts is the single most effective measure to reduce crash-related deaths and injuries.
If I'm out there driving, what are a couple of the things I should look for?
Yeah, so it's obvious. Drunk driving has so many stereotypes. Stereotypes because they're true, but part of it is to not maintaining a lane of travel and not being able to maintain speed, so a variability in terms of their speed. And so those are two inklings that might, give probable cause or at least a closer investigation whether the driver is actually impaired or not. People need to understand that the penalties for, DUI, this is a serious issue. The penalties for a DUI in Virginia specifically, I mean, you're talking about, if it's your first offense, you're talking about fines of up to $2,500, up to a year in jail and having your license taken away for a year. In addition, Virginia is one of a number of states that if you do get convicted of a DUI, and it doesn't matter whether it's your first or your 31st, you're going to have to put these in-car breathalyzers in your car, otherwise known as ignition interlock devices, that will prevent you or anybody from operating your vehicle if the device senses that the driver's been drinking.
You get pulled over for a DUI, it changes your life.
Absolutely. And those, those are the statutory penalty levels. The fact of the matter is that once you add up, paying an attorney, bond costs, insurance rate increases, and so forth, they say that an average DUI in Virginia specifically, will be anywhere between $5,000 and $20,000. This is in addition to the risk of loss of life and injury, either to yourself or someone else.
Again, bottom line, it's preventable and it's not worth it.
Absolutely. And again, there's programs out there to give you alternative means of driving. If you're, we want people to have a great time. We want people to have a great Super Bowl Sunday. But the fact of the matter is just simply have a game plan before you go out. The young drivers in Virginia, the majority of them, 92%, find it very important to plan a safe ride home before they go out. But only a little bit more than half, 54%, routinely do. So that's the gulf that we're trying to bridge there. It's just simply have an exit plan before you go out, whether it's designating a sober driver, using public transportation, taking a cab, designating a sober driver, using rideshare, all of those things are available to you. Use them, especially this Sunday night, when, again, nearly 40% of all traffic deaths in this country will involve drunk drivers.
Mm. Kurt Erickson with the Washington Regional Alcohol Program. Kurt, thank you as always.
Ted, good to see you. Hey, enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll talk to you later.